Hey Zaid, some really big changes have been happening in my life. I haven't voice memoed or journaled in any form for the past 50 days at least. It's been crazy. I've been in this bubble. But the biggest news is that I took the decision to resign basically and move back to Jordan, I guess, for the time being. I'll be going to Dubai first, since there are no flights to Jordan right now because of the pandemic. So I'll be going to Dubai, staying with Yusuf. Well, staying at a hotel, but with Yusuf around me for a week or two until things open up again and I can head to Jordan, where I'll have to get quarantined for 2 weeks in a hotel and then a week at home. Something big just happened. Salim, who is Hassan's driver, who picked me up from the airport when I first arrived in Kuwait and brought me off to my accommodation, and he used to take me to work every day for the first 1 month, for the first 2 weeks actually. He just brought me off today to my apartment knowing that I'm leaving on Thursday, and he said goodbye and started crying a lot. And he said it's always really sad when a good person leaves. It's sometimes I want to be happy when things like that happen, but more than anything, it saddens me because I can relate. I can feel empathy. I feel the same way. You know, it didn't manifest in the same way it did for him, with the crying and, you know, the emotions just came out. But I feel the same way. Whenever a chapter in your life ends, it ends. You know, you can never go back to a phase and relive it, no matter how tough it is. This is a special kind of Zaid. I arrived here back in January. It's August now, and I was excited at first traveling to Africa, or the prospect of traveling to Africa. And then the pandemic hit. It started out slowly. They implemented a partial curfew, and then a full curfew, and then a staged reopening of the country. But I was locked in my apartment, my small studio apartment, for 4 months, 5 months, if not more. I mean, 4 or 5 months, yeah. It was crazy. Just by myself. No one, absolutely no one here in Kuwait for me. Just me by myself. It almost felt like I was imprisoned. You know how in prison they let you go outside to exercise for like half an hour a day? That's how it felt like. It felt lonely. That's the honest truth. It felt lonely. But I'll miss this Zaid. I'll miss this Zaid a lot. It's a chapter in my life. And I mean, just a phase in my life. The loneliness, the seaside apartment, the nice view I have, the air conditioning unit not working, the water leakage from the apartment on top of mine, the heat, the lack of food, delivered food every day, the need to figure things out for myself and professionally, the different business ventures, the attempt to start a cartoon of my life, buying the software for it, buying video editing software, journaling, waking up late, the headaches. It wasn't easy. I wouldn't say it was a pleasant phase of my life. But every phase is special, even the painful ones. And obviously, most importantly, is that I didn't get what I thought I would get coming here. It's an important lesson in life. It makes me more stoic. I haven't gotten anything that I've been wanting these past couple of years, and it's taught me so much. It's really taught me to be stoic. You know, to to manage my expectations and my wants, to be realistic. But I'm a dreamer. Realistic dreams. Nothing is impossible to him who will try. But I need to try. I wonder what's gonna happen to me next. 26 years old. I turned 26 back in July, 1 month ago. It was a sad day and a sad month, full of reflection. Time is passing by. Time is passing by fast. I'm growing old. My God, 26. '20, '21, '22 were the most impactful years of my life. And now they're so far back and falling further back in time, becoming distant. I'm closer to 30 now than I am to 20. And 20 was 22:10. 20 was my cozy apartment in Denver. 20 was nice. It was a nice year. And when I was 20, I obviously thought I would be in a totally different place than where I am now. I'd be positioned differently. I'm not what I thought I would be. And that's unfortunate. A lot has happened. I had to cement my personality, even though I'll always be malleable. I had to find my voice. I had to figure things out for myself, even though I'll always be shaky when it comes to almost everything. You know, I'm a man of many contradictions. That's what I used to say in 2210. I'm a man full of contradictions. It was amazing what happened to me in 2210. The self-actualization. Meeting myself, getting to know myself. At the same time, I had such high hopes for myself when I did meet myself, and I found myself, as cliche as that sounds. I thought, wow, I love myself. That's a powerful personality. I'm going to do amazing things. And things didn't go as I wanted them to go. Life hasn't been easy. It's been very shaky, very uncertain. I'm hoping the next chapter will be good on me. I feel like I'm running out of time. But then again, I need to contain my expectations and my emotions. I'm gonna go call Hassan's driver now, thank him for everything that he did for me. He was really emotional, crying and everything. A very kind human being. And may God be with me on this next phase. May the universe side with me. May the universe work in my favor.